SACL CAI toll free line is 855-450-FREE 3733. This is JJ sitting in the chair.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to switch here.
Are we back that quick? 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. Now, this next article that we have, I have prepared for, it is just for me. It is so strange and bizarre, but to me speaks to the hubris and voracious appetite of those that are in charge. And not today. This is a historical article. But it does show just how little Americans know about sort of what's going on behind the scenes. This is an article from dailymail.co.uk. Strangely, no, not a U.S. source for this one.
Interesting how that works.
Yeah, funny. Apparently, there was a plan in the 1930s, in 1930, to attack Britain and mainly Canada.
Wow.
From the United States. Details of an amazing American military plan for attack to wipe out a major part of the British Army are today revealed for the first time. In 1930, a mere 9 years before the outbreak of World War II, America drew up proposals specifically aimed at eliminating all British land forces in Canada and the North Atlantic, thus destroying Britain's trading ability and bringing the country to its knees. Previously unparalleled troop movements were launched.
Wow.
This happened,
right.
People.
As in execute.
Yes, as an overture to an invasion of Canada, which was to include massive bombing raids on key industrial targets and use of chemical weapons, the latter signed off at the highest level by none other than the legendary General Douglas MacArthur.
Mark, I was raised through public schooling to believe that America was always righteous and they were always doing the right thing. And I mean, they like saved the world with World War II and like World War I, and like school taught me that America's the good guys. Mark, what's going on?
Well, I the good guys are whomever you think they are. Okay, so different countries have their own agendas, and people in those countries believe or don't believe in those agendas. A lot of people do believe them. It's easy to believe in them. There's a lot of propaganda in that direction. The fact is that when people get in power, they come up with these ideas, these cockamamie plans, and they say, oh, well, you know, I can execute this. I can go ahead and make this happen.
Yeah,
because they can.
That sounds so insane, though. Why Canada? I mean,
blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
At the time, Canada was Great Britain.
So 1930s, you're saying this is early.
And Great Britain, you know, was the largest empire on the planet, and the United States was mad because we didn't get treated right in World War I. We should have gotten a bigger slice of the pie. That was really the idea.
Wow.
The plans revealed by a Channel 5 documentary were one of a number of military contingency plans drawn up against a number of potential enemies, including Caribbean islands and China.
It's sort of
by the United States. The United States was, you know, planning all kinds of military attacks in 1930. There was even one to combat an internal uprising within the United States. No doubt, I'm sure they've still got those. In the end, there was no question of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's subscribing to what is known as War Plan Red. Instead of the two countries becoming the firmest of allies, instead they became the firmest of allies in World War II, an occasionally strained alliance that continues to this day. Still, it's fascinating that there were enough people inside the American political and military establishment who thought that such a war was feasible. And it was feasible. I mean, there's not that many people that live in Canada. Absolutely, the United States could have rolled across the border. The United States, I believe, has attacked Canada 3 times.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, there's nothing unusual about the United States attacking Canada. It's just what's amazing is that Canada's so cool about it.
You know, what's more amazing, I think, is the idea that our current sort of foreign policy paradigm puts the United States as an imperialistic power, sort of an empiristic, we're seeking to grab more land, have more bases, have more control, project our power. But
the proper term that they use apparently is hegemon.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of a made-up term of, you know, exactly what's going on. So empire is somewhat inaccurate, but it basically is true.
Right. So this article here, and just judging by what's happened in the past, it would make it seem like the United States has always been this way. It has always been about seeking more power and, you know, just taking more land away from people, projecting themselves into foreign nations, intervening in areas that they ought not be. So it just seems to me like the idea of the republic had died a long, long time ago, and the idea of the imperial march is more, I guess, modern?
I don't think the idea of a republic is a feasible idea. I think it may be a step along the way to freedom from feudalism, and which is a step from sort of the master-slave relationship, a step up from the master-slave relationship.
Sort of like an evolutionary upgrade.
It may very well be, but, you know, and maybe not. But, you know, it could be that a republic is a step along the way to freedom. But the idea that you're going to elect people that are going to handle, you know, state secrets, and then they're going to pass down the state secrets that you need to know in order to make a good decision, and that good decision may be to kick them out of office, is absolutely the stupidest thing that, you know, somebody could possibly believe.
Certainly.
So this goes on. In 1931, the U.S. government authorized a record-breaking transatlantic flight hero known as known Nazi sympathizer Charles Lindbergh to be sent covertly as a spy to the west shore of the Hudson Bay to investigate the possibility of using seaplanes for warfare and seek out points of low resistance as potential bridgeheads. 4 years later, the U.S. Congress authorized $57 million be allocated for the building of three secret airfields on the U.S. side of the Canadian border. Ladies and gentlemen, this wasn't some cockamamie scheme that somebody came up with and was shot down. This was happening.
Right.
They were planning to attack Canada in 1930.
It sounds very involved. Many different sort of strategies and tactics and weapons even.
These secret airfields on the U.S. side of the Canadian border, they would be grassed over landing strips to hide their real purpose. Oh, we're just growing grass out here. No big deal.
Right.
All governments make worst-case scenario contingency plans, which are kept under wraps from the public. These documents were unearthed, buried deep in the American National Archives in Washington, D.C., a top-secret document once regarded as the most sensitive on Earth. It darn sure should have been. It was in 1930 that America first wrote a plan for the war with the Red Empire, its most dangerous empire, but America's foe was not Russia or Japan or even the burgeoning Nazi Germany. Red Plan was a code for an apocalyptic war with Great Britain and all her domains.
Wow.
Yeah.
Greedy. Doesn't this teach you, Mark, that when you place so much power in the hands of such a arrogant and prideful bunch of individuals, like armies you place into their hands and just funding for everything they want, they will come up with ways to use those destructive powers, regardless of whether they're needed or not.
It tells me that, and it also tells me that these people are always like, well, we had to fight that war. If we had to drop them bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we'd have little slanty-eyed children, and we'd all be overrun. No, no. Nice. Look, here's a war that was proposed that didn't happen, and somehow we live on.
Right.
The fact is that you don't know, you know getting in war with Nazi Germany, if we hadn't have gotten a World War I, there would have been no World War II in the first place, is my proposal, and many historians agree with me. And there wouldn't have been this proposal at all. But the fact is, wars are just old men talking and young men dying.
Yes.
If you think that somehow they make the world better, largely you are mistaken. There may be that war or two that's the just war, and I might be able to side with you on that, but the fact is, what I generally see, mostly see, is that war is a terrible solution because people will agree with it because they think, oh yeah, this is the just war. However, the chances of it being the just war are about 1 in 100.
Well, you could justify a war in your mind. That doesn't make it just.
Yeah, and it certainly doesn't make it just taking my money to do it.
No.
If you want to go fight your own little war, then take your money and your friends and go do it. Don't demand that I fight it with you. 855-450-3733. You think war is the answer? Tell me the just war. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. Check out the archives. Free Talk Live has archives going back for 5 years for free for you. Go get them at archives.freetalklive.com. The last 7 days are right on the front page of the website, and there's 5 years worth going back at archives.freetalklive.com. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know, they're not good for your health, right? There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com's e-cigarette. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month just by switching to the e-cigarette. Plus, no more ashtray mouth, no more smoke smell hanging in your clothes, no more secondhand smoke for your kids in the car, and you can do it just about anywhere. No more standing out in the snow to smoke. Free shipping, they will give you free shipping on orders over $60, and you can get a free starter kit. So what's your excuse? A free starter kit is all you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine that go at the end of the e-cigarette. With coupon code FTL. Go to Vapersmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Again, Vapersmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Let's go to Leo in Oregon. Leo.
Hi, how's it going?
All's well. Right. What's on your mind?
Well, I applied for a passport in May. I had a great opportunity. It was really the opportunity of a lifetime. My first cousin who grew up with us, who's my brother, was getting married, and my real...
Hold on, your first cousin grew up... your first cousin is your brother? Is that what you just said to me?
He grew up with us, so he's like a brother to us.
Gotcha. Understood.
And he's getting married, and my brother offered to fly me and my daughter to France.
Okay.
For the wedding, and I haven't seen them in like 4 or 5 years. And so I said, no problem, and I called, and I found out, you know, I was about 45 days out, and I talked to the passport office. They said, you can do it. If you expedite it, it'll cost you a little more, but, you know, you can get it going. So I pay like $350 to get both of our passports expedited. You get all the paperwork and the birth certificate.
Right.
And, you know, while we're at the... and it was my daughter's mother and I are separated, so sometimes there's a little protest on my daughter's part when we do the exchange, you know, every week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those moments where she was in good spirits and everything, but she wanted to be with mom that day. So at the passport office, she said, "Oh, you know, well, you know, we had wrapped everything up and we were about to leave," and she said, "Well, that's my mom, but that's not my dad," or, you know, something like that. And so I guess that prompted one of the gals there. That was like a red flag or something. And
sure.
You're
kidnapping this little girl and taking her to Barbados.
Oh, no.
Exactly. You're going to sell her as a slave.
I never got my passport on time. I never knew why. I called and called, and all they could tell me was it was still processing.
Uh-huh.
I ended up taking a vacation anyway, and we had a great time. I took her to, like, the zoo and all kind of stuff. So, but, you know, I mean, I see pictures of my two sisters, my new sister, you know, my cousin's new wife, and my brother at the wedding. And you know, I think of all the nieces and nephews that Cadence could have met, and it just... And, you know, they're still dragging their feet, and that, you know, they talk to Katie, who's my, and she said, no, he's a good dad, he wouldn't do that. And, you know, I had a couple of State Department guys come to my apartment and, like, flash their badges, and that was kind of unnerving, you know.
Sure.
And then they explained to me, yeah, well, when she said that, then red flags went up, and we kind of have to treat it like the TSA would react to somebody saying bomb.
Yeah.
And so it sounds reasonable, but it's just still, it's kind of unnerving that I've been in the system now for like 6 months, and I've talked to a couple, you know, I talked to the office in Portland that's holding it, and they said, that was about a month ago, they said, this agent said, yeah, when I send it off, it goes to yet even another office, and it'll take about them another 2 months to get it to you.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I should get, like, a copy of this report. I mean, I know there's nothing wrong with me. I know that, you know, I'm not a kidnapper, and I know that everything's perfectly fine, and I want to get my passport, you know. So, but, you know, I also don't want to be on the State Department's crap list.
Right.
And so, you know, so I don't, what's your take on that? Do you guys have any experience with that kind of stuff?
I don't have any experience with it, but I'm just a guy on the radio, and certainly not an expert in passports. But I kind of, you know, I mean, like, the government, it would seem like they would have to do something if they, you know, get if in some situation they're dealing with a, you know, a child that's like kicking and screaming and doesn't want to go or something like that, saying, "This isn't my daddy." Like, I can see the
I can see the absurd end of this situation, and if they didn't react, then they'd be called useless, shiftless bureaucrats that can't do their job. In this case, they react to one offhand comment from a little girl, and they're useless, shiftless bureaucrats that can't do their jobs. I mean, maybe what they should have done is taken you guys into an office and talked to the little girl about what their question was or whatever. But, I mean, you know, so the bureaucrat handled it probably in whatever way she had to handle it. And since it's a bureaucracy, it's an inefficient way to handle it. There's no doubt. I'm not going to sit around and defend the behavior, but I can kind of defend the concern, as it were. But not how they go about enforcing the concern.
I think this might be something to do with the new DHS, since the Patriot Act came through, there are new regulations for everything from opening a bank account to any sort of big purchases and whatnot as far as loans and
what concerns me. That's what concerns me is that the whole new, because like you said, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, the gal could have just said, hey, what, because it's not like she wasn't kicking. As a matter of fact, she was jumping up on me and laughing and playing.
I think it doesn't have anything to do with that gal that did that. What she probably did is by entering you into this new category of red flagging you, you were then had to go through other bureaucracies. Instead of just going through the passport agency and maybe the State Department, you now have to go through the DHS and through whatever sort of checking or profiling system they have as far as that's concerned. And it's very possible that you're just simply going to have to wait or file some sort of paperwork that requests it to be, you know, expedited or there's probably, you can probably file some paperwork to help you get it faster, but unfortunately the bureaucracy is what it is. It's going to be slow and inefficient no matter what, and I think you're just going to end up having to wait.
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to do do yourself any good by trying to track down government paperwork or anything like that. You know,
it might distract
give me
you
my file! I don't think that's going to do anything good.
I actually feel better just talking to you guys about it because I was kind of just sitting over here worrying in the corner by myself. And, I've had another question that I wanted to throw out there for months. Do I have time for one?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, you know, I know through listening to, other people on Genesis about, the Google, how Google has a contract with the government and all your emails and stuff like that. And I have to account and not wanting to make...
Leo, hold the line. Something's going on with the audio here. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. The SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call us on Free Talk Live. You've probably been hearing us talk about bitcoins for a while now. But maybe you didn't know how you could get them. There's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved, completely anonymously. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. If you want to learn more about bitcoins, it's weusecoins.org. Let's go to Ashley in PEI. Ashley.
Hello.
Yes, what can I do for you?
I heard you at Porkfest mention that you had given money to microfinancing services.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've donated through Kiva, which is it's a satisfying way to give little loans to people around the world where dollars make a heck of a lot more impact in their lives than they do in mine. I mean, you can, I think, donate as few as $25, and you know. To these folks, and $25, I mean, this could be the difference between starting a business and scratching a living out of the earth.
Do you get any feedback on what the money's used for or anything like that?
Yeah, they always tell you what they want to borrow it for, and there are usually these sort of NGOs, non-government organizations, that kind of expedite people in, say, Zimbabwe or Peru, who, their language skills aren't going to be, they can't speak English, they probably can't write terribly well, so they need somebody in the middle to help out.
Okay, so you're the one who specifically chooses who you give the money to?
Yep.
I didn't realize.
KIVA.org.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Thanks, Mark.
There's a Free State Project group there, so you can ally with them, and I don't give some kind of credit or something like that, and I've done that. Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
Ashley?
Bye.
Yep. 855, 450 free. I think it's a great thing. I'm not a big fan of just giving money. I understand some people need money, no doubt, and I do give to not-for-profit organizations and stuff like that, but I like the idea of loaning money out, especially to people in other countries where my dollars can do much more. I don't have a bunch of money to loan out.
Right.
People may think that I'm a wealthy guy because I'm on the radio. Nope, no such luck. Free Talk Live is a startup operation run by two guys, and it is more a labor of love than it is
right.
a big money maker.
My own personal sort of philosophy around this is sort of to start charity at home. That's how I view things. Help the people around me in my neighborhood or my community first, although I do see the idea of microloans to countries.
I want to do both.
I've gone to countries and spent money where the dollar was 2-1, where I everything was pretty much half price as far as my American dollars mm-hmm. were spent, and I could see places that were even better than that. So where as you said, $25 might be $150 in their currency or even more, and that can definitely help out in industries and in other countries. And I think also making the world a better place, especially in areas where there is, depression and third country sort of regimes and whatnot, is a great way to change, because that's, bringing up your lowest common denominator is definitely going to have an effect on the whole equation.
Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hi. If your father dies and then your father's brother marries your mother and they have a kid, then you'd have a cousin who's also your brother.
There you go. It could happen.
Yeah.
There's a funny little song out there where it talks about my son is my grandfather or something like that, and it's extraordinarily funny.
Earlier you were talking about protesters blocking the street. I didn't catch the entire conversation clearly, but it sounds like, JJ, you're sympathetic to the idea of blocking the street to get people's attention. Is that right?
I didn't specify whether I was sympathetic or not. I simply stated what their intentions were.
Hmm. I think maybe someone on a previous night has expressed such sympathies. But,
I think callers have. I don't know that anybody has on Free Talk Live has actually come out and said, yes, street blocking is a good idea.
Okay.
Except maybe Ian, who has in the past advocated for every kind of civil disobedience known to man, including spreading peanut butter all over yourself, rolling in Rice Krispies, and running down the street for liberty.
Like if there was like a bus full of people that they were taken away that was unjustly captured and caged, and you were simply blocking a street.
Now that's a different story.
Yes. Well, it's a case-by-case basis, yep. and I think anybody who makes, most people who make absolute statements are wrong. So to say that it's always wrong to, I corrected that there? Say it's always wrong to block the street.
Generalizations are always wrong, JJ. Go ahead.
Anyway.
There you go.
Go ahead, man.
Now, that's what I was getting to, is about the idea that it is civil disobedience to block traffic just to get people's attention. Because civil disobedience is the idea that good people disobey bad laws, meaning that you disobey as a means of showing that you don't consent to being ruled by that law. Blocking traffic is not civil disobedience unless what you're protesting are laws against people blocking traffic.
Right. Of course, you're technically right, of course. But
well, you could be protesting the... I think you could be making a case that you're protesting against the public ownership of roads by blocking streets. You could be trying to make the point that, hey, I've got just as much of a right to be in this road because they charge me taxes to pay for it as you do in your little vehicle.
I've never seen anyone actually do that. Usually.
No, I don't think it's safe.
I could see another valid blocking the street, blocking... whatever the armament manufacturers and whatnot that make war machines.
Those are kind of driveways, though.
Yeah. Well, if they're on a street and blocking that street, stopping those war machines from killing more brown people, heck yeah. Go do that. That's great. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Well, aside from cases like that, though, when I see or hear about...
Well, no, wait. You're missing it, though, because these financial terrorists on Wall Street are doing that to other countries. Do you think what's happening in Greece is anything good? The austerity measures that are being inflicted upon those people because the banking cartels basically raped Greece? You think that? I mean, that has a big part to do with what's going on in Wall Street.
But the story that we were hearing was an impromptu parade that was going around New York City, and not everybody in New York City is a terrorist, a financial terrorist on Wall Street.
I completely agree.
Well, I mean, what I think, when I get stopped by something like that is that what I feel that the protesters are saying is, hey, all you uninvolved people who are just trying to go about your day, I'm going to force you to pay attention to my pet issue by physically impeding your freedom of movement because my desires supersede yours.
I saw that on a sign, in fact.
Sure.
What?
I saw that, just that exact statement that you said on the sign.
That's
the whole, by supersede and impeding and that thing, it was on there.
A lot of the protesters, that's what their intention is, and that's what they're doing. So I'm not justifying any of these individuals because I'd have to see the situation in order to justify anything. But I think there is sort of qualities, and there is something to be said about, like, okay, what about you're going through TSA, and someone wants to challenge the pat-down, so they make this big stink and slows everybody else down. Your inconvenience for someone standing up for their rights, I think your inconvenience is totally justified, and I don't feel anything bad about you being late for your anything. Because, listen, someone's going to have to stand up for the rights. Someone's going to have to take that time, go to jail, fight the court case, so that there isn't this barbaric, you know, Fourth Amendment sort of atrocities being perpetrated. So, yeah, you know what? Inconvenience is part of the process. That's your burden as part of enjoying the liberties that you have is to suffer the inconvenience of individuals standing up for those liberties.
I don't know about the case of the TSA, but when it comes to the roads, I have little sympathy, and usually it just makes me angry at those people and their cause.
Okay, you can be angry if that's the emotion you want to have.
I'm just saying it's.
Well, I mean, they have to take responsibility for emotion that they the emotions that people get too. I don't
get angry when someone cuts me off in traffic.
Well, you can choose to,
because
you get
why?
To choose your emotions
to
some extent.
What positive or productive can I accomplish by letting someone else make me angry for cutting me off or stopping quickly or honking at me? No, there's no positive.
That's very zen. However, if you choose to block a roadway and some people get angry at you, I think, to some extent, the responsibility for that anger lies with you, the road stopper, not the people that are yelling.
It takes two to tango. I can agree with that.
Yeah, but in the case of the TSA, it's different because really it's the TSA that's holding everyone up with their rules. Whereas, you know, when you're standing out...
Most people don't see it that way.
No.
Nick, I do appreciate the call. 855-453. It's SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same state to get active, would you want to join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Go over there, sign up, state your intention to move to the Free State, and then go about planning your life to move here. It's freestateproject.org. I moved in 2006. JJ, when did you move?
2007.
It, you know, frankly, this is home now, and the Free State Project has had a huge effect on politics inside of New Hampshire. Politics, I guess I should say. Life, because there's all kinds of different activism going on, media, civil disobedience, politics, all kinds of activism. It's freestateproject.org. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. JJ, we were on a story that we got interrupted a little bit on.
They ran one again?
No, this is Canadian. Canada. And like I said, this story is just for me because I find it to be so gosh darned interesting. So this is the explanation as to why this was going on. This is from dailymail.co.uk. After the 1918 armistice from World War I, throughout the 1920s, America's historic anti-British feelings handed down from the 19th century were running dangerously high due to our, and this is the Great Britain, this is obviously written by a British author, our owing the U.S. £9 billion for their intervention in the Great War. British feelings against America was known to be reciprocal. So by the 1930s, America saw the disturbing sight of homegrown Nazi sympathizers marching down New York's Park Avenue to converge on a pro-Hitler rally in Madison Square Garden. Across the Atlantic, Britain had the largest empire in the world, not to mention the most powerful navy. Against this backdrop, some Americans saw their nation emerging as a potential world leader and knew only too well how Britain had dealt with such upstarts in the past and went to war and it quashed them. Now, America saw itself as an underdog in a similar scenario. In 1935, America staged its largest ever military maneuvers, moving troops to and installing munitions dumps at Fort Drum, half an hour away from the eastern Canadian border. There were all kinds of things done that were basically a plan for an attack on Canada. And I find this just stunning that this was going on in 1930.
Well, you know, Mark, I think we need to take care of that Canadian menace.
the red menace, the red horde.
Well, let's not. How about the green menace? Because they're not very red. I mean, there's a lot of trees. They do logging.
They have a red flag.
You know, they smoke a lot of dope up there in Canada, and I think that's their big problem.
Tommy
right
smoke dope.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Christian anarchist in Tennessee.
Well, hello.
How are you?
Greetings.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Ian behind his back. Can I do that?
Sure.
Mark,
is
it all
that allowed? I know he's not there to defend himself, but
well, I'll defend him if I feel it's necessary, or I'll agree with you if I think you're right.
We know what he would say anyway. He's pretty predictable.
He's a predictable guy.
So anyway, you know, I sent Ian a subscription to the American Free Press, which I told him is a great newspaper. It has alternative news, and it has stuff in there. I've been reading this paper for over 30 years, and I always learn about the dirt on government first from the American Free Press.
Okay.
But anyway, I sent him a subscription.
While he's in jail, we're on day 51 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count up.
And I just got a letter from him today saying he got the first issue, and he told me why he didn't like it. So I want to go over, you know, I told him there was going to be conspiracy stuff in there. I said, well, you can just, you know, gloss over this conspiracy stuff because I know you don't like that, but there's a lot of other good information in this paper. So he said, the first thing he noticed was on page 2, there was an article about how 100% of the rapes in D.C. are caused by non-whites. Well, I pulled the newspaper out and I looked at it, and it didn't say that at all. It was a one-paragraph thing that said that 100% of the rapes in Oslo, Norway, were by non-whites. And, you know, Oslo, Norway, of course, is
nowhere near D.C.
Yeah, no. Not D.C. It's a totally different culture, and it's a statistic. I mean, I don't know how you can argue with it. It's unless you can prove that the statistic is wrong, but according to the published numbers, for 5 years in a row in Oslo, Norway, 100% of the rapes were caused by non-whites. Well, there may have only been 5 rapes a year. I don't know what the statistics are for Oslo, Norway.
Well, it would only take one rape by a non-white per year to be 100%.
Yeah, if there's no other rape, yeah, sure.
What's the point here?
So, yeah, I guess, you know, the point that I would have there is I think that there are statistics that are not useful, and that would be that, you know, ones like this, I don't think that, you know, if you're talking about the United States, I don't really care about ones in Oslo, Norway. It doesn't really matter to me, but Gene's on the phone.
Sorry about that.
But, you know, that these numbers where you say, oh, well, this ethnic group or that ethnic group or ethnic groups in general are more likely to commit crime. And I just don't think they're useful.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
It was just a tidbit. It was a one-paragraph thing. You could take it or leave it. And it wasn't pushing any particular view. It was just a factoid. And then he said, oh, and in the back there's an advertisement for a white supremacy group. And, well, yeah, there is an advertisement back there. But I thought Ian was interested in free speech. And if you want free speech, you're going to have to put up with speech that's not popular.
Well, so, you don't. No. You don't. You do have to say that, okay, people have a right to say what they want. That doesn't mean that you have to put up with it in that you have to subscribe to that that organization that puts that speech out, or you have to pay for anything that puts the speech out, or you have to listen to anything that has that speech in it.
And all it is an ad in the back for a group of white people that want to get together. Well, if it was an ad in the back for a group of black people that wanted to put out a newspaper or whatever, there would be no word at all. Nobody would say anything.
That much is true, is that you'll often find ethnic groups get a pass where whites don't.
Black people.
What's that?
White people have the same rights as black people. If they want to put out a publication that says, hey, us white folk want to get together and talk about being white, well, that's their business.
Yeah, you know, I tend to dislike all organizations that are put together based on ethnicity. It bothers me.
Well, all rights are derived of the individual.
Yeah,
period.
I got news for you. My wife's Chinese, and guess what? They got a Chinese community in Memphis that gets together. Are you going to say, oh, gosh, those damn Chinese,
the
if you're talking about a small group, it doesn't really matter to me as much because they don't have any effect. But often when you're talking about larger groups, you're saying it's the us and them scenario that gets together. It's one thing if you're saying, I like this food and I'd like to talk about this area and stuff like that. But it's another thing entirely if you're saying, oh, those other people, they're bad.
I guarantee you it's a small group. And if you want...
Hold on. Can we go back to the original topic that you brought up? You're saying that Ian reacted in a way that you didn't really like towards this thing that you subscribed into.
I don't care how he reacts. I don't like it.
I'm just asking the question, and the answer, I guess, is yes. Now, what I have to say to that is simply that...
No, I'm just answering. I'm calling in to answer his objections. That's all I'm doing.
Okay. I'm just saying from my own personal experience with Ian, he does sort of react... very strongly towards bigoted messages.
Anything that he sees that way.
He does not tolerate it.
I tend to agree, and here's the reason why, Gene, is because the Liberty Movement has been in the past and often will get... they'll just paint you with this bigot brush because, they're racist. Why? Because they don't want to answer... questions about liberty, they want to just dismiss what we have to say, and the easiest way to do it is to dismiss, because there have been some crossovers in the past. I mean, people who, the liberty folks have a tolerance for certain types of messages, and some of those messages in the past have been bigoted messages, and, and frankly, I don't have much room for them.
Ron Paul gets stuck with the same kind of crap, and he has a good way of dealing with it. He just ignores it and it goes away because it doesn't stick and it doesn't last.
Well, Ron Paul as a politician has, for one, in when you're talking about 20 years ago, there are some strong ties to bigoted statements, between Ron and those statements. I'm not saying that he's made them, but he was closely tied to, they're not just the things that came out in Texas Straight Talk, but there was a lot of stuff out there associated with him. Can a man change? Absolutely he can. But the one thing that Ron Paul can do to mitigate this, if he wants, if it ever comes up in the election, is, hey, get a picture of Ron Paul kissing a black baby, and then you've got that whole thing is taken care of.
Well, I've ascribed to the fact that there are differences in the races, and I've called in on this in the past, and it's just silly to me to say there are no differences between
I think
races.
There are no races.
Yeah, I think there's human beings and individuals.
Try and play basketball and see how well you do, okay?
I understand the point. I just don't... I think that races are self-assigned and scientifically insignificant. Thank you, Gene. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.